Welcome to your Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lucas Pierman, content director for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lucas, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let's kick things off with a conversation I've been meaning to have with you for a couple weeks now. Woke up one Sunday morning, picked up my Las Cruces Sun News, and there, right smack inside of my Sunday Las Cruces Sun News, was the Monday, well, not no longer the Monday business report, but it's now coming out on Sundays.
On Sundays, yes. This is a big change. For so long, it was the Monday Biz Tab. You know, it came in Monday's papers, and we decided a couple weeks ago to make the switch so that the Biz Tab now comes out on Sundays, which is our largest newspaper. Gets picked up by the most people, has the widest circulation. And so now you can pick up your Sunday paper, you get the comics, you get all the advertisements, and now your business tab.
What am I going to do on Mondays now? Because I, you know, it was one of those things that for many years I looked forward to my Monday paper to find out what's happening. Now I guess it comes a day earlier.
Yeah, it'll come a day earlier, and you don't have to read it on Sundays.
I can just set it aside.
Set it aside.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to set it aside because I don't want to mess with my Monday, routine.
There you go. You know, there's a Sundays jam-packed with news. So you can, it'll take you a while to get through all that Sunday news. And so you'll have, you can put it aside and get to it on Monday.
Okay. All right. So that comes out on Sunday now. And we, of course, will continue with the Monday Business Watch on KRWG on Mondays at 7:50.
All right. And if your readers want to follow along, they can get the tab on Sunday and
or do what I'm going to do. I'm just going to read it on Monday. I just refuse to give in.
Okay.
I'm going to read it on Monday. Well, let's talk about this Jobs Council report. And very startling to be able to look at this and say, wow, we need a lot of jobs.
Yeah. So the Jobs Council is a function of the New Mexico legislature. It's made up of legislators and business people around the state. And so they kind of get together. It's nonpartisan. And they say, where are we looking at jobs-wise in New Mexico? And New Mexico, as a state, has been very slow to recover from the recession back in 2007, 2008. And the Jobs Council, their new report says, hey, we still have a ways to go. We need about 150,000 new jobs.
Now, these are new jobs.
Yes. And okay. So that's taking, if you think about New Mexico as a state, a little over 2 million people, about a million of those employed. So that's about a 15% growth in jobs from what's already here from those that are employed. And so they're saying, we need a lot of these jobs. And what those jobs need to be are economic-based jobs. And what that is it's jobs in New Mexico that are bringing in money from other states. So if you think of like tourism jobs, a lot of those jobs are count on money from out of state. Any sort of like hotels or things of that nature is money that's coming from out of state. And so the reason you want to bring those in is because the money that's being generated in California, New York, Florida, Texas, those are big time dollars. And New Mexico wants a slice of that pie, that they're not able to generate that, especially with what the oil industry is doing in New Mexico. So they're saying we need these jobs that can bring money from Texas, from California, from Florida, those markets that are producing well-paying jobs, and get that money to come to New Mexico.
And that's where the Economic Development Organization comes in and going out there trying to recruit these jobs.
Yeah. So the Jobs Council's saying, what do we need to do to attract these kinds of jobs to New Mexico? So they're working with all the regional economic development people and saying, what can we do to bring these jobs in? You look at what they're doing down in the Santa Teresa business development area. They're doing some really cool things there, bringing in a lot of factory work that are bringing in these corporations from out of state to do business in New Mexico. There is a very interesting case of happening right now in Las Lunas. Las Lunas is trying to get a Facebook data center to build in there. And they're competing against a site in Utah, in West Jordan, Utah, I believe.
It's a suburb of Salt Lake City.
So you've got kind of the suburb of Salt Lake and a suburb of Albuquerque, you know, Las Lunas. And they're both competing for this huge Facebook data center. And it would employ about 100 to 300 people. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty good employer. But what the states are counting on is once you get Facebook, a data center in your state, a lot of other businesses are going to want to surround that.
It's about brand.
Yeah, it's about that brand. And so Facebook's out here and they say, we want to build this data center. And so they're looking to Utah and they say, if we go there, what will you give us? Entice us to come here. And so Utah had a plan that says, well, you know, we'll give you this. And New Mexico came and said, well, we think we have a better plan. You know, and so what New Mexico's done is they says, we'll waive property taxes for 30 years. I mean, that's a big chunk of money that would mm-hmm. go toward the state, these property taxes. And you know, for Facebook, you know, they're being wooed by these two suitors, you know, and each one is trying to one-up the other. They're going to get a great deal out of it no matter where they go. But both of these states are saying, if we can get Facebook here, and it's, you know, we're going to waive those property taxes for 30 years, but the bet is that we're going to get 10, 15 other companies that want to come because they want to be near Facebook. And they're not going to waive the property taxes for those companies. And so that's where they're going to get the money. And the bet is if those companies are only going to come if they can first attract Facebook.
And, of course, the big controversy is, as we look at the state economy where it's at, is it worth it?
Yeah, is it worth it? Because if it's a bad bet, if you offer them this break on property taxes and these businesses don't come, then the state's in even more dire straits than it was before financially.
And of course, you look at precedents. You know, what kind of precedent will it set for the future in attracting some additional businesses? And
certainly,
you know, whether it's
a
good thing.
You gave Facebook this deal. You know, what about me? That's what businesses are going to be saying when they come to New Mexico.
So we're looking at 150,000 jobs within 10 years.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. This Jobs Council, keep an eye on them. They do some good work.
Let's do a quick profile on Big Star Ace Hardware.
Yeah, it's our profile. You can check it out. They used to be Do It Your Best RTD Hardware. They're changing to Big Star Ace Hardware, bringing in some new brands and a new market, and I think they have a grand opening in October.
In October. Great. Well, Lucas, thank you very much for coming in and doing the Monday Business Watch, which now you can get the Monday Business tab on Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.